This is Namrita Jairaj. I'm here to take an oral history interview of Father Leo, and we are at his home at Fatima Retreat, and it is the 28th of May, 11 a.m. So, Father, what called you back to Aloysius from Bangalore, where you in St. Joseph's you were?
I was in Bangalore, and I had set up my laboratory.
Right.
My speech is not very clear to do.
It's fine.
Yeah?
It's understandable.
Yeah, yeah. And I did not want to be the principal or vice principal or any other administrative duties, because I wanted to be in research.
Right.
And I had set up a small laboratory. Meantime, Father Julian, who was Bangalore principal,
mm-hmm.
was transferred to Bangalore.
Okay.
As principal. And I told him, when he went there, to take care that nothing happens to you, otherwise they may catch hold of me to the principal. And then Father Julian, who was the principal of Central Villages College in Mangalore, was made the so-called provincial.
Okay.
Position. Yeah. And they said, see, Julian's place is vacant, and we need somebody to be the principal. I said, I was praying that nothing happens to Father Julian, so that I am called to be in the administrative part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see, we are Jesuits.
Yes.
We do what we are asked to do.
Right.
So the provincial asked me to take up the principal's job in Mangalore.
Right.
There was nobody else. So I had to take my things from the laboratory to Mangalore, and luckily there was a room free, so I could set up my laboratory there.
Right.
And so I happened to come to Mangalore.
Right. Apart from your distaste for the administrative position, how did you feel about coming back home, to your hometown?
Well, at that time, my brother, my family,
right.
most of them passed away.
Right.
Yeah? So, one brother only was there,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't have much,
right.
to come back to,
right.
yeah.
Aloysius as an institution was already very familiar to you, so that way I'm guessing there was no culture shock, or did it feel very different after Germany and Bangalore?
No, the culture shock, but some of the staff members, they were used to, I am against.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever my predecessors did,
right.
there was one man, I am against it.
Right.
And so I had to deal with some of these staff members who wanted it their own way.
It's okay.
It is their own way.
Yes.
So that was, there was some sort of opposition, or I am against spirited. Whatever the principal suggested at that time, they will do something to, So I had that problem in the beginning. That I managed it by talking to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And your lab, how did you manage to also keep that running while you were doing your principal duties?
Yeah, that is something I asked myself. I had some students who want, one was Smita.
Right.
Yeah. She came, I had put an advertisement, and she came with her mother.
Right.
And when I saw her coming with her mother,
mm-hmm.
I said, if this girl wants her mother to be there when
right.
it comes to an interview, what can I do?
Right.
Somehow or other, it struck me that girl has something in her.
Right.
So I took her. And after some time, I got from university permission to take PhD scholars.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The university, some of them did not want,
mm-hmm.
and but I tried my best. I got finally permission to take students to do PhD, and I got one girl from who wanted to do. She was in the university,
okay.
but somehow or other, they had no place for her or something.
Okay.
So they sent her to me.
Okay.
So she was a hard worker. Early morning, she will be there.
Right.
Late evening, she will be there. Even on feast days, like Christmas,
mm-hmm.
I had to say, go. Her mother is alone in somewhere near Kundapur.
Okay. And is this Dr. IC? Okay.
Yeah, Dr. IC. Mm-hmm. So I had to practically force her to go and be with the mother.
Right.
And
at this time, were there already women students in Aloysius? Father,
PhD student, no.
Only PhD student.
Yeah, she is the first
right.
PhD student. And
she would have been one among very few women in Aloysius, in the whole of Aloysius.
See, really, we had women in the sense of some sisters from St. Agnes, who wanted to do BSc.
Okay, okay.
And there was no science in St. Agnes.
Right.
So they are coming for classes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a way, yeah, they were our students, in a way, not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we can not think of them really as the...
As Aloysians.
Yeah. I have written an article,
yes.
Starting with the trickle.
Okay.
And do you have that article?
I have the book. I think I might have read it.
Yeah. Speaking of the book,
right.
uh-huh. you go to St. Aloysius College.
Okay.
And go to the laboratory of applied biology.
Yes, the where genius. Dr. Shashi is now.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And ask them to give you
mm-hmm.
on eagle's wings. Yeah, that's
you told me about this book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That has got everything.
Okay. Okay.
About
Aloysius.
And I wrote later on an article on trickle and a torrent.
Okay.
In the beginning, we wanted to start. Open a college to girls.
Right.
And when we asked, only two
right.
turned up.
Right.
You see, girls were terribly afraid to come even to the campus.
Right.
You know? Because the boys were what, making fun of them, something
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they refused. The two only came, and what do I do? Two girls
yes.
in a whole college of boys.
Right.
I said, okay, I sent one to that was to this college.
Agnes?
No. Oh. I think one I sent to Agnes,
oh.
one I sent to opposite Kandar College.
Not St.
Teresa's? Hmm?
St. Teresa's? No.
No.
Opposite?
The Women's College.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent them there. They took them.
Right.
Then, so that would be ended. We wanted to take only girls for degree,
right.
not for PhD.
Right.
That was, there was a father, he said, if you take girls only
mm-hmm.
for degree, you won't get mm-hmm. anybody.
Right.
So you start taking PhD.
Right.
So opened a college for PhD. There were also very few came.
Right.
One girl took electronics. No.
Right.
Wanted to take the lottery,
mm-hmm.
but she had already got a seat in St. Agnes,
mm-hmm.
and she came alone.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you want to be here only boys?
Mm-hmm.
I am not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do electronics.
Right.
So she had given up her seat in St. Agnes and come here. So I took her.
So she was the first degree girl student?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know her name anymore. I don't
remember.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Yeah. And that next year we got about 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a photo of them, but I can't find that photograph.
Oh.
I would regret that very much because Shashi Kiran
yes.
also is preparing something.
Yes, yes.
I would have been very, very happy if I had that photograph.
But you were very much into photography.
Huh?
You took a lot of photos. I saw your camera.
I took all the photos.
Father, what do you recall about the first cashew nut tissue culture plant? I think Dr. Icy and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a big breakthrough?
It was a big breakthrough. And we developed the first tissue culture
okay.
cashew tree.
Right.
And it was grown in a near Kundapur.
Okay.
Tarasi.
Oh, that is where Dr. IC is from.
Is from there.
Right.
And I think the real first casualty was there.
Mm-hmm. Would you like some water for
me? No, don't. And
Is it like a lot of failures? Is it something that?
Oh yeah, it spent nearly 10 years to
really?
Get failures, plenty of them.
When do you know you've succeeded in something like this? I mean, I'm just imagining. Is it like a plant is growing in a test tube or what?
Yeah. We have some photographs of that.
I see.
Early stages of cashew. And
Science these days tends to be a very competitive and secretive, you know, I feel like in today's world, you might have been pressured to, you know, be the first one to publish and go after greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever feel that back then?
No, we were never secretive.
Right.
Everybody wanted to come and work in our lab.
Right.
They were welcome.
Right.
And we helped them also. And so, if somebody came and said, would like to do, I said, okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Father, maybe we can stop for today.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to come once more, if that's okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give Ivan a call and check if you are.
The college,